Today on KUOW Presents, we heard an episode of 99% Invisible about a statue forgotten. It seems we need reminders of the symbolism behind our statues. Otherwise, nobody will complain when they disappear. I'm Joshua McNichols with KUOW. Here's the story of one of Seattle's statues. Out on Alki Beach in West Seattle is a statue. It's called the Statue of Liberty, a replica of the one in New York Harbor. Only this one is tiny, about 6 feet tall. John Kelly is 92 years old, but he agreed to meet me under the statue at Alki Beach in the pouring rain. See, he and the statue go way back. John was a Boy Scout leader back in 1952. Local scouts had scraped together the money to pay for the statue. John was present on the statue's dedication day 61 years ago.
That was impressive to see the huge group of scouts, the circles of all their troop flags around them.
Before John was a Boy Scout leader, he was in the Army. And as those Boy Scouts stood at attention with their flags, John couldn't help thinking of the buddies he'd fought with in World War II, of the buddies who had died.
Credit has got to be given to those that gave all.
And this statue reminds you of that.
Yes, that's part of the memories that stick with me.
The statue on Alki Beach wasn't the only tiny version of the Statue of Liberty. Almost 200 statues like this were erected across the country in the years after World War II. It was part of a national Boy Scout campaign. When New York's Statue of Liberty was dedicated in 1886, its sculptors intended it to symbolize freedom from colonial overlords. You know, like England. At the statue's feet, a pair of manacles lay broken. But in 1952, that statue on Alki Beach was unveiled to a different world, a world where freedom seemed threatened by something new. The atomic bomb. 7 years later, in 1959, Seattle would be defended by nuclear missiles stationed at places like Poulsbo, Vashon Island, and Redmond. Those missiles would be controlled from a bunker-like command center in what we now call Discovery Park. But in 1952, none of that existed. All Seattle had was a massive warning siren mounted on the roof of the police station downtown. Officials weren't even certain it could be heard over the clamor of the city. When it came to nuclear attack, Seattle was a sitting duck.
You may be in your schoolyard playing when the signal comes.
But kids couldn't depend on a siren. They needed to know how to recognize a nuclear explosion by sight.
It looks something like this. There is a bright flash, brighter than the sun, brighter than anything you've ever seen. If you were not ready and did not know what to do, it could hurt you in different ways. It could knock you down hard or throw you against a tree or a wall. It is such a big explosion, it can smash in buildings and knock signboards over and break windows all over town.
The uncertainty of war created other threats to our freedom, like the Red Scare.
One communist on the faculty of one university is one communist too many.
In fall of 1952, Wisconsin Senator Joe McCarthy brought his anti-communist witch hunt to Washington State. He was scheduled to publicly name a couple of communists on Seattle's King 5 television, but King 5's lawyers refused to air his unsubstantiated claims. McCarthy stormed off to the airport, threatening to get King 5's license revoked. We think of liberty as the freedom to speak our minds.
That is the foundation of our country, and it's the foundation of the ability for us to stand here and say whatever we want.
Clay Eales is a West Seattle historian. He says during the post-war period, when these statues, like the one on Alki Beach, were built, people needed comfort. They needed unity, and these tiny statues helped remind people of our shared values.
Even despite the divisive forces, and there were hugely divisive forces, there are some things that cut across all barriers, all boundaries, all political beliefs. I mean, who can argue against liberty?
John Kelly says the Boy Scout campaign, the campaign to build all those tiny statues, had a slogan.
I believe it was strengthening the arm of liberty.
And what did that mean?
I don't know.
One can only imagine what that slogan meant to those scouts as they stood there on Alki Beach saluting that statue. They may not have known about all the politics of the time, but kids are pretty smart, and they probably would have known the adults running the show expected something of them. The plaque at the base of the statue makes it pretty clear. It says the statue is a pledge of everlasting fidelity and loyalty. A pledge like that might have seemed important at a time when the future looked so uncertain. For KUOW, I'm Joshua McNichols.